Well, it's unfortunate because he knows that we have a contract with KME and they are supposed to pay us every quarterly. And for 8 good years, they haven't paid us. So I don't know how he expects that efficient job should be done, because they are owing us to the tune of 59 million cedis as at last year, June. And we've been borrowing from banks here and there, borrowing from fuel from Goyle. Goyle has taken us to court. GT Bank has taken us to court. We have to travel outside the country, go and look for loan and come and pay back and all sort of things. So I don't know why they are blaming us. I think that KMA should be blamed, because they have to pay us for us to do the job. That is why we have a contract with them. And they have to pay us for us to be able to do the job. So even as at what we are doing now, we are struggling before we are able to do the operations.
What kind of service are you rendering to KMA?
We render landfill operations. We manage the landfill, Kumasi, Uti landfill for KMA, and they are supposed to pay us quarterly. Salaries, we can't pay salaries, we can't buy fuel. Our trucks, repairs and maintenance are there, a lot. We have to do a lot, cover the landfill site, compact it. I mean, all these things, we are not able to do it because they are not paying us. And by so doing, they only give us one drum of fuel. And daily, we need about 5 drums of fuel to do that operations. Our equipment, you saw a lot of equipment there. All belongs to us. Many of them have problems because of fans. We can't repair them. But we are still doing the operations. I don't know why he wants to push the blame on us. I think it's very unfortunate. He should be able to know. Like the mayor said, that he has seen a lot of debt from us, a debt that they owe us. It means that the mayor, he just came in, but it means that he has seen what is going on. And it's unfortunate the director is talking like that.
Don't you think it's important?